Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
In the name of Allah, the Almighty, dear brothers and sisters, on the continuation of this program, Lantern, we'll listen to a nice story entitled Bruce and the Spider. There was once a king of Scotland whose name was Robert Bruce. He had need to be both brave and wise, for the time in which he lived were wild and rude. The king of England was at war with him and had led a great army into Scotland to drive him out of the land. Battle after battle had been fought. 6 times had Bruce led his brave little army against his foes, and 6 times had his men been beaten and driven into flight. At last his army was scattered, and he was forced to hide himself in the woods and in lonely places among the mountains. One rainy day, Bruce lay on the ground under a root shed, listening to the patter of the drops on the roof above him. He was tired and sick at heart and ready to give up all hope. It seems to him that there was no use for him to try to do anything more. As he lay thinking, he saw a spider over his head, making ready to weave her web. He watched her as she toiled slowly and with great care. 6 times she tried to throw her frail thread from one beam to another, and 6 times it fell short. "Poor thing," said Bruce. "You too know what it is to fail." But the spider did not lose hope with the 6th failure. With still more care, she made ready to try for the 7th time. Bruce almost forgot his own troubles as he watched her swing herself out upon the slender line. Would she fail again? No. The thread was carried safely to the beam and fastened here. "I too will try 7th time, cried Bruce. He arose and called his men together. He told them of his plans and sent them out with messages of cheer to his disheartened people. Soon there was an army of brave Scottish men around him. Another battle was fought, and the King of England was glad to go back into his own country. I have heard it said that after that day no one by the name of Bruce would ever hurt a spider. The lesson which the little creature had taught the king was never forgotten." Thank you very much. Really, that was a very interesting story. And we'll listen to the points of this story and the continuation of Lantern. Be with us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this show, we want to have a short discussion on how we can reach success. How can we gain success in our life with our efforts and actions? To reach to success and happiness is to have order in our affairs. All the successful people in the world in the course of history, they had their programs for themselves. They were well organized. They had their planning for themselves. So first of all, we need to have a purpose, a goal. Second, we need to have order in our affairs and to have planning for the life, for our lives. The third way towards success is self-confidence. That is, we have to understand that we have this enough capability and capacity to do something, to do the action that we are after for the goal that we have defined for ourselves. In case we do not find this self-confidence in ourselves, actually, we again fail to step in the path of success. Might say that, okay, self-confidence is the exact opposite, or the opposite side of confidence in Allah's or trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, and a person who trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot trust in himself. And the life has been built based on a trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with a small, pondering on the concept, it can be clarified that no. Self-confidence is one of the key and principal bases of trusting in Allah, because we by ourselves do not exist, and whatever we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say that we have confidence in ourselves, we have self-confidence, it means that we have taken even this self-confidence from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave us this chance, this capability to present ourselves, and Allah gave us even this blessing of self-confidence. So it's not the opposite point of having trust and confidence in Allah. Yes, as much as we, in case we actually look at it differently, that we say that, okay, this is the confidence that I have it on my own and it doesn't have anything to do with Allah. That is something which is the opposite point. Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
If we are if we have this self-confidence and we believe that this confidence is something that has been gifted to us from Allah, so the outcome would be brilliant. The next step towards success is remembrance of God. When we increase the remembrance of God in ourselves, because then we are actually connecting ourselves to an infinite entity and existence. So remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually increases our spiritual dimensions. And when we expand our spiritual dimension, it means that we have created this capacity inside ourselves, that we have this potentiality, this self-confidence in order to go ahead and step ahead. The next step towards success and prosperity, as we said, that is the effort itself. The life is a battle of working. And this battle, one is a winner and goes ahead, and the other actually fails and stops. So it doesn't mean that in case we failed in a case, we have to stop it and we should not continue. No, we should not be too much happy in case we have went, and we should not be sad in case we failed. So it means that we need to actually thank God from the time that we win, and we need to take some lessons. And again, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help in the times that we actually face defeat. So we need to focus and concentrate in this issue, in this concept that we whatever comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we win in a way, it means that we have received the gift of Allah. In case we received the gift of Allah, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in case we failed in an issue, in case we failed in a case, in case we failed in a field, we need to again ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and take some lessons from our failures. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for staying tuned. Till our next session, I'll live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. في أمان الله.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن.